You're listening to the Best of the Morning Blush on Hot 103 Jams.
Well, if you haven't been outside yet, the snow is here. It's not much of it, though. I don't want to, you know, tell you a lie or try to make more of it. But the snow will end between now and 8 a.m. The roads right now, extremely slushy. So it's not quite cold enough for things to stick, which is a good thing because, Lord, I can't imagine how it'd be with it, being cold and having that slush turn into ice. That would be bad. But yeah, on my drive to work this morning, it was just pure slush, like a slushy from 7-Eleven. That is all over the streets. And of course, KDOT and MoDOT, they are working hard to try to get those streets clear. But again, if you don't need to go anywhere, don't. That's only going to make things worse. And so sit in the house, chill, listen to the morning grind. That's all you got to do, man.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The morning.
The shade with a morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
6:24 today. Look for highs in the mid-30s. We'll have some light snow right now at 33. In Overland Park. Nia Long and Omarion had the internet going crazy over what people feel was undeniable chemistry from a nice little red carpet moment they shared. Well, paparazzi caught up with Omarion at LAX, and of course they got all up in his business.
Photos of you and Nia Long hanging out. We're getting a little close. She's single. So listen, I'm just asking. Is there anything to those reports that you guys may be dating?
No.
Definitely not.
No.
Putting the fire out right here, right now, huh?
Well, I wouldn't say that.
Okay. So there's a little bit of a window there, right?
I didn't say that.
Okay, or there's not.
I didn't say that. I didn't say anything.
All right, so you tell me, what's the current status between you and Nia right now?
What do you mean?
You guys just friends?
I just met her for the first time on the red carpet.
Oh, that was the first time, really?
Yeah, that was the first time.
All right. There's a first time for everything.
It is.
All right.
Way to keep it player, Omarion. Speaking of Nia Long, she's coming to the defense of her friend Will Smith and says that he carried a burden for many years.
I'll always love him, and he's had an incredible career, and he's carried a burden for many years to try, you know, to represent what perfection looks like or achievement looks like. And I don't think that, at least when we were growing up, there was room to be human. And I think he's now able to be human. And I'm just thankful and grateful for that moment in my career because it taught me a lot about comedy.
According to sources, TJ Holmes is being accused of having another affair with the junior staffer back in 2015, year he allegedly had an affair with another Good Morning America employee.
Girl, what's going on?
The source said the woman was in her mid-20s and worked as an overnight associate producer at ABC at the time of the alleged encounter. The source said that Holmes and the staffer, who was no longer with the network, were allegedly in his office sometime after 3 a.m. with the door closed.
Ew.
Yikes. He thought he can get away with everything, boy. He running through the whole office.
This is a sick Negro.
I can safely say that I never saw this one coming. It's great. It's an honor to do it. I was honored that I got the call. It's not something that was on the bucket list. It's really a beautiful song.
That was the voice of Babyface as he and Shirlee Ralph are set to perform at Super Bowl 57, taking place February 12th at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. Both will sing solo before the kickoff. Shirlee Ralph will sing the beautiful Black National Anthem, Lift Every Voice and Sing. And Babyface, he'll deliver America the Beautiful.
That boy is good.
Motivate. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivate. Sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
The sooner you decide, the less time you'll spend on the decision. Decide early and you'll free up more time to implement your decision. Certainly, there can be good reasons to hold off on a decision for a while, to take multiple factors into consideration. Yet as soon as you're able to make a good, well-informed decision, go ahead and decide. Most decisions require you to choose one option and forego all the others. And that can be painful. But delaying the decision won't make it any easier. If you can do so, decide early and give yourself ample time to work out how to live with your decision. Decide early and you'll have the opportunity to grow more positive and enthusiastic about your choice. Deciding quickly doesn't mean being frivolous with your decision. You can decide early and decide well by being honest, upfront, and realistic about your choices. Don't rush your decision, but don't needlessly delay it either. Go ahead, decide, and get on with making good on that decision. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Morning Grind Motivational Minute on Hot 103 Jams.
It's us. Wake up, classmates. It's time for school. It's the Morning Grind.
Shut up, Brian.
Getting ready when you still sleep. Alarm going off around 7 in the morning and I'm up. I just got my foot inside the door and now it's stuck. And you could be whoever long as you ain't giving up. Hey. Getting ready when you still sleep. It never takes long when I'm outside waiting on the bus. Shout out to the kids cause I'm doing it for us. So I'ma tell them having good grades is a must. Max sauce, I'm the line leader of the classroom. I get requested like a pass. Getting ready when you still sleep. Alarm going off around 7 in the morning and I'm up. I just got my foot inside the door and now it's stuck. And you could be whoever long as you ain't giving up. Hey. Getting ready when you still sleep. It never takes long when I'm outside waiting on the bus. Shout out to the kids cause I'm doing it for us. So I'ma tell them having good grades is a must.
Hot 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip hop and R&B. It's the Morning Grind. Good morning, Kansas City. Max Sauce in the building, holding the town down. 6:54 today. Look for highs in the mid-30s. It's going to be like this for the remainder of the day. Cloudy and 33 right now in KCK. And hug them kids tight before you let them go today. They're dealing with a whole lot of things that we had to deal with in school. So we are praying for our children that they have a safe, beautiful, and productive day. God's love. Kids, you can be anything that you want to be. Go to school and get it done. You got it in you. We're talking with sports journalist Bomani Jones coming up next hour.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Bomani Jones, good morning, my brother. How you feeling?
I'm good, man. How about you?
I'm really good. It's a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you for joining the Morning Grind. And you've really held it down for our culture. When I mean that, I mean black folks and hip-hop when it comes to the sports writing world and on TV, on ESPN. You've been doing it for years and holding us down. So I just want to get you your accolades together, dog.
Dog, I appreciate it, man. Thank you, man. Look, I feel like on introduction, man, whatever you say is probably going to be true. And so that's good enough for me.
You got your late night series popping off, Game Theory with Bomani Jones, which is great. It's kicking off its second season on HBO. And one of the things that I want to kick off the bat first is you're a graduate of Clark Atlanta. What is your take with Ed Reed and Deion Sanders and the HBCU situation that's going on with the head coaches? How do you take that as being a former HBCU student?
Well, I think Ed and Deion have largely different situations that it's kind of irresponsible to conflate. Like, Jackson State is operating in a completely different space than Bethune-Cookman is. And for all the struggles that Jackson State had, it is not struggling like Bethune-Cookman is. And so the thing for me with Ed was that job, that place was not exactly what he thought it was. And he got in it and was like, oh, man, right? And lost it. And then decided to show the world that he was losing it. And that told me right then and there he didn't need to be the head coach there, right? Like, I don't think the way that he presented himself was in line with being a head coach. That doesn't mean, though, that the school doesn't have problems that don't need attention and don't need to be dealt with. But I don't think anybody's done some grand disservice to Ed Reed in the course of this. With Deion, what he did at Jackson State was really exciting for a lot of people, but it was always going to be a short-term solution because Deion's ambitions were to coach in the Power Five. and he pulled that off, which is something that black coaches at HBCUs rarely get to do. I don't know if it's ever happened outside of Deion. So I say good for him, but we don't need to be so worried about whether or not we got good football teams. That's window dressing, right? And it's part of an obviously and innately corrupt system. We don't need to indulge in that. We got students there that we could be serving that we need to give attention to. This boy's playing football at Jackson State before Deion got there, and they need as much love as the ones that Deion coached.
I know you just stated in the last break that the football is not necessarily the most important thing in HBCU schools, but it does certainly bring in a whole lot of money for a lot of programs. Do you ever see HBCU football on the same level as any of those D1 schools like Florida State, Texas, Penn State, any of those?
No, because we'll never get a television deal the size of the deals that they get, and that's where the money comes from. You'll never have an alumni base with the level of wealth that those schools' alumni bases have. And that's where the money comes from. Like, there's just not the money to play on that level, and that's not going to change. And that's why I think it's a bit of a foolhardy mission to try to invest too heavily into this, because best case scenario could only be so good.
I'm going to switch gears and talk about your HBO original late night series, Game Theory, with Bomani Jones. I recently saw that you had Kansas City's own Nick Wright on your show. What did y'all talk about?
Oh, man, we were just talking about the NBA, as much as anything else. Nick is one of my very good friends. I was actually just at his house on Sunday watching football. Nick and I just kind of bounced around what's going on in the league, our differing opinions on Nikola Jokic, where I love him and he's a hater. but there's very few people who are better at talking about sports than Nick, so I always love when I get the chance to do that on air.
But, Monty, what's the difference between Game Theory on HBO and, let's just say, SportsCenter on ESPN?
I mean, that is so different that I wouldn't even necessarily know where to begin. The biggest difference between Game Theory and any sports program that you're going to list is that I host Game Theory. That's going to be number one on that. I host Game Theory, and the directive of this show is that it's supposed to be mine. It is the way that I want to look at sports. It is the way that I want to discuss these things. And so I am, sometimes that's funny, sometimes that's dead serious. There's a whole range of ways to go about this stuff, but that's the biggest difference between anything else is this is about me. This is not about, like, being about the larger brand of HBO is about a level of quality. But I guess the best way to put it is, to be what HBO wants your show to be, it's not being something that they can easily point to, right? It's got to be different. And this is, I think, like it or not, there ain't nothing else like this show.
Speaking with ESPN host and host of Game Theory with Bomani Jones. Bomani, it's Super Bowl season around here in Kansas City, and this is our fifth straight AFC championship game. I just want to keep it simple with you. Your thoughts on this week's game versus the Bengals? Patrick can't lose to these guys four times in a row, can he?
Well, as Nick is very clear to point out about this, yeah, the Bengals have won those three games, but the Chiefs had a lead in the fourth quarter in all three of those games. I think it's just really going to come down to how well Mahomes can move around on that ankle. And if he can move, I think they are going to win. And I'm just not in the business of betting against Patrick Mahomes. I don't give a damn how many times somebody beat them in a row. It just doesn't feel very smart to think that Patrick Mahomes is the guy that you're going to be like, yeah, nah, I just don't think he can pull it out. I do. I always do.
And make sure y'all check out the HBO original late night series, Game Theory, with Bomani Jones. He's brilliant, he's spectacular, and he holds it down for us. Bomani, it's been a pleasure, man. Thank you so much for joining me on The Morning Grind.
Hey, man, I appreciate you having me. Thank you.
Now it's time for the Shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chills.
722 today. Look for highs to reach the mid-30s. Not going to get much warmer than where we are now. Cloudy at 33 at the Grandview Triangle. The Family Guy writers are under fire for deciding to bring up Nipsey Hussle. Listen to this clip from the show.
Oh, music festival, eh? You think the Von Trapps will stick around to pick up their award this time?
I don't know about them, but they're going to have holograms of Tupac and also Nipsey Hussle, who I'd never heard of and then was told to care immensely about.
Yeah, see, just because you don't know about him, that don't mean that he's not a hero or substantial to other people in this society. then nobody asked you to care about Nipsey Hussle. Matter of fact, what we wanted y'all to do was stay out of our business, to be honest with you. I don't know, man. I find it tasteless, whack, and not funny.
Man, you corny!
Club Shay Shay is beginning to be one of my favorite podcasts. And recently, Shannon Sharp sat down to speak with T.I. about his son, King Harris, and the past criticism he's received.
Whatever he's going through, I love him through it. And I can't say he a great kid enough, but the media don't talk enough about the good part. The thing that he does. Just you know what I mean? All they do is focus on the bad because they get them more clicks.
Right.
And, you know, I try to make them aware of that. And, you know, when we young, we kind of talk about things based on how we think they should be.
Right.
Rather than acknowledging them for how we know they are.
Right.
And I just try and, you know, walk them through it. He get better every day, though. And another thing I'd like to say, as much criticism as I receive about my son, I would like to shed light on the fact we all got bad ass. Okay, now listen, don't make it seem like I'm the only one on here who got bad kids. Not,
we all go through.
You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. If you ain't got no bad kids, you got one and you got lucky. You hear me? Yeah. Anybody with three or more,
multiple.
You got one that you don't know what the hell you gonna do. Right. You feel me?
I was once one of them badass kids, by the way. My initials are B-A-B, and when I was a kid, that stood for Badass Brian. Now, I wasn't as bad as them kids that had the silver teeth, and it wasn't even I was mischievous. I just wanted to do what I wanted to do, that's all. I didn't think it was nothing wrong with that. Still to this day.
Shut up, Brian.
And Rihanna has earned her first Oscar nomination for the Black Panther Wakanda Forever original song, Lift Me Up. It's been nominated for Best Original Song, and it was written by Timbs and Wakanda Forever director Ryan Coogler, who are all nominated for the award alongside Rihanna. And of course, the song serves as a tribute to the late, great Chadwick Boseman, who died in 2020 at the age of 43 after a four-year battle with colon cancer. Wakanda Forever, baby.
Lift me up, hold me down, keep me close, safe and sound.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's time to say happy birthday to those compassionate, calculating, rebellious, and inventive Aquarius. Happy birthday, y'all.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
Alicia Keys, it's her 42nd birthday. Jennifer Lewis turned 66 today. And Rob Stone, today is his 28th birthday. Let's take it to the crib to wish some of our peoples in KC some happy birthdays. Sheree Rodriguez, Samuel Foster, and Courtney T. Lang, happy birthday. Casey Murph, Ellis Davis, and Ed Merrow, happy birthday. Happy birthday to Ramon Benjamin and Kasana Moses. Plus, happy birthday to Shell Murphy and everybody else born on January 25th. Turn up, Aquarius. It's y'all day to celebrate.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We're making winners sound good.
Everything I'ma do, I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning. Who is this?
Zay.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling all right. I'm trying to get my tire fixed for this snow.
Oh, no. You down bad like that?
It's all right. I'm rolling.
Well, maybe you can get a step closer to getting $1,000 to get you some new tires. You ready for That's My Jam?
Mm-hmm.
Let's roll.
Can you hear? She's calling me between your legs, loud and clear. I want to talk back to her, make love to her. I want to hear you scream my name.
Bedroom, something my water bed. Hey. I'm picking me. Rub my fingers to your head down the hallway, making our way to the bed.
We can do it anywhere. Hey, you got yourself registered for a chance to get $1,000 in some cold hard cash. We cutting that check this Friday. Plus, I got you two tickets to the Voices of Mississippi that's going down at Johnson County Community College, all right?
Okay, thank you.
You welcome. Tell the town what station's number one for hip-hop and R&B in KC.
I won all three games.
Outstanding.
Listen now for your chance to win $1,000 in cold cash.
The money's so real.
Dropping a stack.
Money stack, stack high, bro.
Here we go. Hot 103.
Making that real money.
The Morning Grind cares about the well-being of Kansas City. It's Wellness Wednesday with Dr. LaTanya. Powered by Icon and Hot 103 Jams.
Did you know that there is a such day as Global Belly Laugh Day? Well, according to the National Day Calendar.com, January 24th is Global Belly Laugh Day. Laughter is the least expensive medicine for the body and soul. The Mayo Clinic reports that laughter stimulates the organs and allows the body to feel good, providing a boost in mental health. So, if you're not around funny individuals, try watching your favorite comedic shows or recall a funny moment with someone for a good giggle. Laughing relieves stress and soothes tension. So this month, share a laugh. Without making fun of someone else, of course. You don't want to laugh at someone else's expense. So allow me to share a laugh with you today. This is Dr. LaTanya for Wellness Wednesday on The Morning Grind, Hot 103 Jams.
The Morning Grind cares about the well-being of Kansas City.
It's Wellness Wednesday with Dr. LaTanya.
And The Morning Grind, powered by Icon. Call Icon today at 913-210-5900. That's 913-210-5900.
You're listening to the best of The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.